healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. We're so glad you joined us today. How are you?
I'm doing great, and we do have a wonderful show today. For those of you who have not heard us before, we are the show that has the store of the same name located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor, and that is Gulf Coast Nutrition. And anyone can come on in. And Brenda B., if somebody comes in, what do they see in our store that might be different than other stores?
Well, they see a few things in our store that's different from other stores. Certainly the lab testing, which you don't normally see in other stores. We have a whole lab testing section where people can get not only conventional lab testing, but of course the more of the natural diagnostics, like the hair analysis, this comprehensive stool analysis, the hormone profiles, Omega Quant test, all of that. So it's much different than what other stores. Also, we have practitioner lines, which people may not realize that we have a whole section of our store that kind of looks like it's set up like a little pharmacy almost.
And Looks like, yes.
Yeah, looks like a little pharmacy. And we've got practitioner lines, which you won't find in other most other health food stores.
And you also do your tune-ups. Of course, let people know, by the way, we do have supplements like you might find
of
in any other supplement store.
Of course, we have supplements. We have wonderful supplements.
But you
we
also
have
do
all
your
the brand
tune-ups.
Name yeah. supplements and sports nutrition and all of that. And it's a great store. Very clean, very contemporary, wonderful staff. Very knowledgeable staff, and that's one thing that we pride ourselves on. But we do have the tune-up, like you mentioned, and that's where you can make an appointment, and it's a free service. There's no charge for this, where you come in with all of the supplements that you may be taking, and we'll just take a look at them and see if you're taking too much of something, if you're doubling up, if you're taking decent quality, you know, where we can save you money, that type of thing. So we'll just kind of do a little evaluation if you're taking the right things that you specifically need.
Absolutely. But Brenda B., you did mention lab testing, and we do have some interesting information for today's show.
Yes, we do. I mean, we've talked a lot about actually being overweight. We've talked about probiotics, and we'll get to how that relates with lab testing in a minute. But I wanted to actually talk about both of those together today.
A relationship between being overweight and some lab testing that can give you the information you need to see why you're overweight. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that there's a relationship between being overweight and bacteria.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yes, there is a test that you can use to see if that bacteria is present or not. But the relationship between bacteria and being overweight. And a lot of people, like I said, they've heard us talk about the benefits of probiotics, that good bacteria in our gut, in relation to immune stimulation and constipation or the relief of those type of things. But not a lot of people realize the relationship between that bacteria and how much you weigh.
And that's very intriguing.
Yes, it is. And they're seeing that there's actually a lot to do with the bacteria that you have in the gut can determine if you tend to be a lean person or if you tend to be overweight. And it all started, they started looking at this way back in 2004.
Way back. It's not that far.
Seems like.
For those of us who are older, that was like 10 minutes ago.
Way back.
But
in 2004, Dr. Jeffrey Gordon, who's a researcher, and his team of researchers started actually looking at the microbes found in mice. And I don't think they were purposely looking at this, but what they did was they actually took sterile mice at one point, and they transferred obese mice microbes into these sterile mice that were of normal weight. And what happened was those normal weight mice actually accumulated like 50% fat. They started to get overweight just by a transfer of the microbes within those from those other mice.
So the gut bacteria being transferred is what made the difference.
Exactly. So they started looking at that a little more closely and did some few more tests, and they were seeing that the mice that were obese had a bit of a different profile in their gut than the mice who were not. And when you transferred that profile from the obese mice into those other normal weight mice, again, they started to get obese. And it all came down to these two groups of microbes that they narrowed it down to, called Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes.
Okay, those are not, what are those, Greek gods or Roman gods?
Which, I knew you'd say something about those. Yeah, they do sound like two Greek gods, don't they? Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes. But they're actually seeing that the ratio of these two groups of bacteria in our gut play a huge role in how much you weigh and whether, again, you tend to be a lean person or whether you tend to be somebody who has more weight on you.
So someone who has more weight may actually have an imbalance of these bacteria to the point where it's affecting how they're assimilating food and being able to lose weight, having trouble losing weight. They may have these bacteria out of skew.
Right. It's the ratio of these two groups of bacteria. And they're seeing that the Firmicutes will actually extract more calories from food. So this group of bacteria actually helps extract more calories from food, and it actually gives you cravings for sugar and carbs. And we'll get into that a little bit later, why that is. And it also increases fat storage. So those three things, if you have a higher level of the Firmicutes within your gut and a lower level of the Bacteroidetes, then you could tend to be overweight. And I guess what I'm saying is that for some people, being overweight is not their fault.
I was just about to say, this is called the it's not my fault bacteria.
Right.
That's in the gut. That's
right.
Really what that is. And
right.
So if you find out that this is there, though, there are ways to alter this bacterial level to help alter your weight.
That is one of the great things, yes, is that you can change that ratio so that you then have the bacteria complex more of a lean person versus an overweight person. So you can change it. And that's what's really remarkable about all this. So not only finding out whether this is really a situation that affects you, but more, you know, how do I go about changing this now? So, and there's things that are involved in that we'll get into in the second half of the show. And we also have a giveaway today, don't we?
That's right, because since this is related to gut bacteria, we will be giving away probiotics. And that would be in the second half of the show, and we'll tell you how you can call in and win those probiotics. The first two callers will win those probiotics.
Right. Now, they're seeing, I don't know if you've heard of like the Human Microbiome Project, which probably a lot of our listeners have.
Just in case. Please tell us.
Well, it's actually a project that was initiated, I think it started in 2008, way back in 2008, if I say that.
Again, with the way back.
And it actually involves like numerous institutions and universities, scientific institution and universities, like 80 of them. What they're doing is they're actually looking at all the different microbes of the human body, whether it's on the skin, whether it's in the gut, and they're actually sequencing these genes of these different microbes. And they're actually finding a lot of information from this, and they're finding this out too to support this theory that started erupting, you know, from Dr. Jeffrey Gordon's experiments. But there's a lot of information to support this now that these two balance of bacteria can certainly relate to a weight gain in person. So, but what also is very interesting is they're finding that there's so many microbes on and in the human body that 90% of the cells on and within us are actually microbial cells. There's only about 10% human cells.
Wow.
So we're 90% bacteria.
And you want to be the good bacteria. That's the key.
Yeah,
the right bacteria.
Right. You're going to have
right
some.
Bacteria is what you want.
You're going to have a few pathogenic, a few commensal bacteria that really, you know, is going to be on there. But isn't that interesting? I mean, you could really say that we're only 10% human. We're mostly bacteria.
On a given day, I guess.
On any given day?
Any given day. Now, Brenda B., also this test that you're speaking about, there is an actual test that you can do to check your gut flora to see if you have more of the the ratio of the good to bad bacteria that you want to find out for your
right,
obesity.
And it's not just good to bad. It's a specific group of bacteria. And so there's one test that I know of that will actually test this. And the profile on it is actually called the adiposity index.
Which we do happen to have, by the way, at Gulf Coast Nutrition. And if
right.
people are interested in finding out more about that, they can give us a call, and we'll be giving out that phone number in the second half of the show, along with the phone number to call to pick up those probiotics that we have been talking about. And when you know you call in, you're calling into a back line at our store, not being on the air. So don't worry, we won't put your voice.
We won't put you on the spot.
That's right.
On the air.
That's right. So in a minute, we'll be covering more with obesity-bacteria relationship. And you're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda V. And for those of you listening who are interested in coming by our store, Gulf Coast Nutrition, you can swing by. It's on the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor. Or you can also check us out on gulfcoastnutrition.com. Brenda B., I love that virtual tour where you can click on that, scan around the store in 3D and see what we have inside. We also do now carry the Fit Life Foods as well. Those are the prepared meals. And the phone number, Brenda B., to the store is also the phone number that people will be calling in to win the probiotic today. So when shall we be giving that out?
Now.
Okay.
Let's do it now.
All right. So for two callers, we're giving away two probiotics today. So two callers, the first two callers to call in will get the free probiotic. And don't worry, you won't have to be put on the air to win this, by the way. So you just give us a call and it goes right to the back and we'll take your information. Brenda B., you want to give out that phone number?
Sure. You got a pen?
I do, right here.
Okay. Listeners, get your pen. It is 727-754-2900. 727-754-2900.
754-2900.
Good luck.
Yes, good luck, and you'll win that probiotic.
So we were talking before the break about the relationship between being overweight and the bacteria in the gut, and how there is a relationship there, and that people can have an imbalance of these two groups of bacteria called Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes that can lead them to being more towards an overweight person versus a lean person. Because lean people and overweight people have a different balance or a different ratio of those bacteria.
So the secret here is getting your gut flora right will lead to a leaner person.
Yes, it certainly can. Certainly having the right ratio of the Firmicutes to the Bacteroidetes can protect you from getting fat. And now we're seeing that changing that bacteria, we're seeing actually helps people lose weight.
And especially some people who may have gone on a diet and said, oh, I've tried this diet, I've tried that diet, I've tried not eating anything, and it still seems like I'm not losing any weight. This may be one of the reasons why.
Is right. That it's
the gut bacteria ratio is off.
Exactly. But it's those specific groups of gut bacteria. So there's a lot of other bacteria in the gut. And for those people who haven't heard us talk about gut bacteria before, you know, you've got these beneficial bacteria in your gut, and hopefully you have a lot of them, you know, in there, and you have very few pathogenic organisms that come in. And that's one of the things that those gut bacteria do, is they help protect us against any pathogenic organisms. But we're seeing through so much research that this gut bacteria plays such a huge role in our health, from brain function to cardiovascular function to muscle and joint function, and of course, gut function. Digestive function. But now we're seeing that they also relate to how much you weigh, so which is really interesting. So even as the research expands on the probiotic, the good bacteria within our gut, we're seeing just more and more things that this, you know, relates to health and disease.
But saying, oh, I take a probiotic, therefore I should be skinny. Well, it's not just taking a probiotic. The question is which bacteria we're talking about, right?
Well, yeah. And there, like I said, there's two groups of bacteria. It's called Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes. And the Firmicutes, think of fat, Firmicutes, F. Okay.
Oh, brilliant.
So
you just saved me hours of study and memorization right there.
But that they're showing that when you have a higher level of that within your gut, that you're going to extract more calories from food. So you're going to harvest more calories, not just the calories you need to keep your metabolism up. You may harvest more calories than what you need, which we know excess calories get stored in the body as fat. Okay. It's also going to, those type of bacteria thrive on sugar and carbohydrates. So when you have a lot of that type of bacteria in your gut, you could be having those cravings for sugar and carbohydrates. And it's actually the gut cravings, the bacterial cravings, not your cravings. It's
so
their willpower.
Again, what I love to say, it's not my fault. It's the bacteria's fault. That's a great out. I mean, that really is.
Well, it's not just an out. It's true.
Yes. No, I understand.
It can be true for a lot of people. So I'm not saying this. You don't use this as an excuse of why you're overweight. It really could be the factor is that you don't have the proper bacteria and you're having a lot of cravings for sugar and carbohydrates because it's kind of a two-way or a vicious cycle, if you want to think of it, because these bacteria will make you crave those foods, but those foods increase that level of bacteria, the fat bacteria. So it's like, which came first?
Definitely,
you know,
a vicious
type of
cycle
thing.
In the end, yeah.
Right. And they also will increase inflammation in the body, which that again can lead to excess fat storage. So a lot of things that happen with these Firmicutes. So what you want to do is you want to get the Firmicutes down and the good bacterioidetes. Be skinny.
Oh, B for be skinny. Ah, right. I see.
You want those to pop up. So that's what you want to change that ratio. You want a high level of the bacterioidetes and a low level of the Firmicutes. Okay. So, and there's ways of doing that. That's the great thing is if you've tried other things for losing weight and you've not had any success, then this is certainly one thing to take into consideration. Is that it may be the bacterial balance within your body that's skewed. So there's ways of doing that, and you have to direct attention towards each thing. You have to not only change that bacterial complex by taking certain supplements, but you also have to attack diet as well. Because like I said, the diet plays a big role in increasing that Firmicutes, but when you have a high Firmicutes, you also will typically eat a bad diet.
So what you're saying, though, here is it's not just the quantity of food, it's the type of food.
Right, exactly. It's not the quantity of food that you may be eating, but the types of food that you're eating. So you can eat a high volume of food, but if you're eating the right types of food that's feeding the right type of bacteria, then you can certainly change that balance. And, you know, some of the things that you certainly should be eating. We know, you know, lean vegetables and meats and those type of things. But there's certain other foods, like your fermented foods, that will feed the good bacteria and disrupt that balance of Firmicutes and knock it down a bit. So you've got to attack it with both diet and supplementation. And that's why we're giving away one of the probiotic formulas today, because that's one way that you can start helping that balance of Firmicutes to bacterioidetes is by having the right probiotic supplement.
Now, Brenda, let's say I'm someone who says, well, I want to go into depth here. I want to know what tests I can take to see my bacteriology culture levels in the gut to see these. And I want to talk to you more about getting my diet right with the types of food, not just the quantity. What tests am I looking at, and how do we get in touch here with you?
Well, certainly the test that we mentioned earlier is actually from one of the companies called Metametrics, and it's called Microbial Ecology Profile. And they do a part of that test is called the Adiposity Index, appropriately named, that will show the Firmicutes and the bacterioidetes. So it will show you that level and where you're at within that level. And if you do have a high level of the Firmicutes and a low level of the bacterioidetes. So it will show that. And I've actually seen it change with people that have had the test before we started changing the diet and putting them on supplementation. And then after, and it actually reverses. And the great thing is they lose weight.
Wow,
so,
that's a great situation.
So to answer that second question, would be certainly to come into the store. Give us a call. Again, the store number is 727-754-2900. I'll be more than happy to sit down with you. We can set a free appointment time and just talk this over with you. And
free appointment is great.
Free appointment.
Thank you,
yes.
Brenda B., for
so
that.
So we can certainly discuss it a little further. I can show you, you know, what you should be doing, what you should not be doing, and show you the proper products to take.
And again, that's 727-754-2900 to get in touch with Brenda B. to talk more about the Metametrics Adiposity Index, to find out more about the different bacteria imbalance you might have in your gut, as well as looking at your diet and seeing what we can do there, as well as the right type of probiotics
right.
to get someone on.
And it's like I said, it's a combination of things. So you have to know what you need to be eating and what you need to stay away from and feed the that be skinny.
Feed the good bacteria,
right.
Starve the bad bacteria.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Very interesting, Brenda.
And we also, don't forget, we have the tune-up, which is also a free service at Gulf Coast Nutrition. We're on the corner of Alderman Road and Alt 19 in Palm Harbor. We'd love to see you there. The tune-up is where you come in with all the supplements that you're currently taking, and we'll just evaluate that for you and see where you might be doubling up on things, where you're spending too much money, if you're taking the appropriate supplements for your needs.
And as always, you can check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening.